So first of all, a big thank you for having me here. And I'll bring a traditional greeting from Knoxville, Tennessee, where I come from, which is to say, hi, y'all. So I just want to tell a short story from Knoxville, my home, that's basically about finding allies in unexpected places as we work for social and environmental justice. And I just have to actually quickly say, this is such a pleasure to have Mahendra doing the translation, who's a student on the current program that we're traveling with. So Knoxville, Tennessee is located in the south of America. For those folks, we've got Kentucky to the north and Georgia and Alabama to our south to give you a little bit of context of where we're at. And for the last 75 years or so, this area of the country known as Southern Appalachia, we've seen a lot of our livelihoods and a lot of our culture develop around the energy industry. And this is coal and natural gas and large dams for hydropower and also farming. And like I said, over the past decades, we've certainly seen our culture take a pride in doing this very difficult work. And while we may not like all the aspects and the impacts that come along with energy extraction, the culture does have a history, and local folks understand that some environmental degradation is going to happen from coal mining. But we're seeing new technologies come in for energy extraction, things like mountaintop removal, where literally come in and blow the top off an entire mountain to extract coal, as opposed to a more traditional, although industrial, way of shaft mining, which is to dig a hole into the mountain and take the coal out, but to still leave the mountain intact. And with this new technology, we're also seeing the increasing scale of these activities that are happening in larger areas and making a deeper impact. And we're seeing with this, therefore, the rising power of corporations. And this has got people worried. So while we have a tradition of mining and resource extraction that provided local jobs and local livelihoods, now we have corporations and technology which mean fewer jobs at the local level and more environmental destruction. And this is destroying the nature, a way of life, land, and livelihoods. And I think what we're seeing is what I call accidental environmentalists. And by that I mean it's important to understand that the local culture in my community and where I come from might be self-described as being conservative, socially conservative, politically conservative, and even environmentally conservative. We are not known as a land of tree huggers, if that could be translated. And the conservative culture also means that a lot of us folks in Southern Appalachia don't necessarily like big government and the role of government. We don't like big debt. A lot of community members don't necessarily want the government even providing for social programs through tax dollars. A lot of folks want small government, less intrusion from the government, less regulation from the government, that we don't necessarily need the government to tell us how to provide education, to tell us or demand that we buy health care, to tell us how to open and run a small business. And so it's becoming a balancing act. While many folks want smaller government, they still want the economic activities that the companies, the mining companies, the large corporations can bring in, especially in today's economy. But many of us know that these companies are friends or in cahoots with corporations, that the governments are making deals with corporations, often behind people's backs. So local folks may be happy to have some sort of mining activities in their towns and in their communities and understand that corporations can play a role in this, but it's the scale and the power, the increasing power that these corporations have, and it's the government that's often allowing these corporations to come in and use practices that are destroying land and destroying livelihoods as never seen before. And so the local folks maybe do want corporations to come in, and this is where the balancing act starts to play a role, is that right now, with corporations coming in and doing anything they want, perhaps we actually need to ask the government to help and intervene on the side of regulation and actually making policies that help and support and protect local land and livelihoods. And in Tennessee, we are trying to learn from other communities and other states. Particularly, there's one new, very dangerous technology for energy extraction that we're seeing, and it's called hydrofracturing, and it's a way of getting at natural gas, which is very, very deep inside the earth. And we know the process is dangerous because we've seen it happening in the last few years grow rapidly in other states, where they use tons of fresh water, contaminant with poisonous chemicals in this process to get to the gas that's very deep in the earth. And maybe some of you have even seen movies and videos where local water wells, local water becomes so contaminated with these toxins that in your own home, when you turn on the tap and the water comes out, if you take a match to that water, the water coming out of the tap will light on fire. And it's been with the government in these other states ignoring this and looking the other way while this new technology has been growing very rapidly, and the corporations essentially using a practice of divide and conquer, where they approach individual families, offer to give them a lot of money to put a mining well on their own property, which not only destroys their well, but entire watersheds. And so we've been watching this in nearby states and other communities and trying to learn from them and trying to realize that maybe this is a case where we do need to approach the government and sit down with a government who might have some ability to put some policies and regulations in place that make this practice illegal, impossible. And so while we don't necessarily, or many folks may not like the government getting involved, this is a case where maybe we need to. And this is also a case, perhaps, if we want to keep hydrofracking, this technology, this process as it's known, out of Tennessee, that we have to create a set of allies that often in the past we have not necessarily been friends. That we want to restrict the power of these corporations to come in and potentially destroy our land and our livelihoods. And so what we're doing now in Tennessee, in East Tennessee, where I come from, is trying to form a group of allies and partnerships amongst a lot of us who have not necessarily been on the same side of issues in the past, but this is an issue where maybe we can work together and find some consensus. What we're doing now is demanding hearings at the local and state level of government and trying to bring these very different voices. Because while some of us, and perhaps I would fall into this group of people, would be considered the environmentalist people that really want to protect nature, and while there are some folks maybe that we haven't worked with closely in the past because they were folks who really wanted mining and really wanted development, we're finding consensus that none of us, or very few of us in our own communities, want our taps to light on fire, want our water to be on fire, and we need to work together to stop that. So I don't know if this is a hopeful story from home. It's a story that's happening today, literally. When I go home next week, there'll be more meetings and more hearings. So we're hopeful, but realistic. But I know it's hopeful for me because as I've traveled around the world and learned from other communities around the world and in my own country as well, I've come to realize the power of new allies and of forming new partnerships and networks, and that gives me great hope. Thank you.